All right. Good morning, everyone. It makes me happy to see some people in the front row. And if there's a few more small people that are thinking about sitting in the front row, you're more than welcome. Or big people, for that matter. I thought I should have thought of a message this morning that had thunder and lightning as some special effects, because we have some. But that's not the case. I did think about talking about our choices this morning. And I brought some choices along. And I thought, how would somebody have gotten me to listen in Sunday school when I was a little boy? And one of the first things I thought about was a Snickers bar. And it still works. So I don't think my message is going to be confined to just the young people. I know it applies to my heart. But when I got an email asking me to consider taking the Sunday school, I thought, you know, what is it as a parent that I think about and care about the most for my children? And that's an easy answer, or an easy question for me to answer. It's your hearts. And that got me thinking about the choices that we make from day to day, and how our hearts and the affections of our hearts affect those choices. And I was kind of mulling that over even yesterday morning. And one of the first people that prayed in prayer meeting yesterday morning, he prayed specifically for the young people and the formation of their hearts. And I'm very thankful for that, because that gave me encouragement to carry forward with this topic. So, before we go any further, let's pray. All right, I think we're going to use this song sheet, and most of the Sunday school songs are on the back page, but if you have a song that you want to sing that's in the middle pages, then we can do that too. But it looks like a little boy that I think his name is Hunter has a song to sing. What song would you like to sing? That one? Okay, which... Okay. Well, what is Hunter's favorite song? Maybe there's a big person here that can help me with that, because that's the song that I think I'd like to sing. Jesus Loves Me? That sounds like a good song to start with. That's number 40. If somebody could help me start that song. Waits to fold me in his arms.
Jesus loves me, loves me still. When I'm very weak and ill, from his shining home on high, he will watch me where I lie. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he will stay close beside me all the way. If I trust him, should I die, he will take me home on high. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
All right, who else has a song they'd like to sing? Cooper. The 12 Disciples song? I'd love to sing that song, but I need help starting that one too.
There were 12 disciples, Jesus called to help him, Simon Peter, Andrew, James, his brother John, Philip, Thomas, Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, that is Simon Judas and Bartholomew. He has called us to, he has called us to. Who are his disciples? I of one are you. He has called us to, he has called us to. If we're his disciples, we his work must do. Today he's calling, seeking those to serve him, some to tell the story of his love so true, some to sing the lost ones, bringing them to Jesus. If you love the Savior, he has work for you. He has called us to, he has called us to. Who are his disciples? I am one of you. He has called us to, he has called us to. If we're his disciples, we his work must do.
So we've sang two songs, Jesus Loves Me, and then the song about the work that we have to do for him. Those are good things to consider. They're both big topics and worth considering for a lifetime. And it will do us very good to consider them for our lifetime. Jesus loves me, and we his work must do. Who has another song to sing? Pardon? 41. Sounds good.
Around the throne of God in heaven will many children sing, children whose sins are all forgiven will heavenly anthems bring, singing glory. Singing glory, glory. death is but to wash away their sin. Thou washed in that most precious blood, behold them white and clean, singing glory, glory, glory be to God on high.
Well, I like the order of the songs that we're singing. Jesus loves me. He has work for me, and now in shining robes of spotless white, each one will be arrayed. What a prospect we have. Let's sing another song, and don't feel pressure to keep this order going. 44, Into a Tent. Okay, let's sing that one. Tell it again. Tell it again. You know, this song reminds me of a story that happened to me recently, and I didn't think to tell it in this Sunday school, but I think it's worth telling. You know, recently, the Lord had been putting on my heart that I needed to be a little more courageous with the gospel message. And I was listening to that, but I wasn't doing anything about it. And about a month ago, it was the festival in my hometown in Altona, and there's a parade. And we went to the parade, and then after the parade, I had to wait for one of the kids because they were in the parade. So I had a unique situation where I was just staying where we were when we had watched the parade, and I was waiting for one of the kids to come back. And I was watching the town kind of disperse. It was interesting. And everybody was gone, and here came a man in a bicycle. down the street. And I recognize that man. I've known him for a long time, probably 30 years. And I know that that man's a Christian, and he's a happy man. And here he came on his bicycle, so I see him coming, and I know him. I know he's a Christian, and he's a happy man, so I'm happy to see him coming. And he sees me, and he gets a big smile, and he puts the brakes on, and we're chatting. And eventually, the kid I'm waiting for comes back, and the man I'm talking to, his name is Robert. And just in the course of the conversation, Robert tells me a story. He says, you know, I remember being on your yard. Now, when he's talking about my yard, that was also my grandpa's yard. And in my mind, it still kind of is. And he says, you know, I remember being on your grandpa's yard. And I was delivering shale. Robert would deliver shale to people's driveways, because he had a truck and a trailer. And I was delivering shale to your grandpa. And, you know, I had brought him a couple loads and the job was done. And Art came out and he had his checkbook in his pocket. And he says, you know, all of a sudden he put his arm around me. And he said to me, Robert, are you saved? Ooh. That was a cool story to hear. And, you know, I can see God's hand in me hearing that story and enjoying it. But he also allowed the next generation to hear that story too, because the kid I was waiting for had come and he heard that story. And I thought to myself, you know, that was a man that I loved an awful lot. And he had the courage to put his arm around someone. And I don't think my grandpa knew for sure about Robert's soul if he did that. So he had the courage to do that. And that was just another little nudge for me to do the same thing. And so I had an opportunity a couple weeks later to speak with a few men. And it was a pretty safe atmosphere, because I know a number of them are believers. But I thought, okay, I have a job to do here. I need to ask these men very pointedly, are you saved? And talk about that. And there was probably 15 of us sitting around the table. And I did that. I gave them the gospel and I said, and I relayed the story, because most of them knew Robert. And I said, you know, God's been working on me to be a little more courageous, to tell the gospel. What better message is there for anyone? And so I did that. And we got to the end of the conversation and it was a little quiet around the table. And then one guy on the other side of the table speaks up and he says, your grandpa did that to me too. And then another one, me too. And so many of us have a heritage like that, that I think we're pretty responsible to continue on in. But what I wanna point out is the privilege that the Lord had for me in answering to that. I didn't do anything special, but I felt the Lord's love and care in the affirmation of a few more people at that table. And it encouraged me that, you know what, I've been a coward and I ought not to be. And the Lord has his special way of rewarding us when we speak his name and tell people the gospel. So let's sing another song. I think somebody else had a song here. Yes. 47. When he cometh, when he cometh. Let's sing number 47.
Like the stars of the morning.
gather the gems for his kingdom. All the saved ones, all the bright ones, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown. Little children, who love their Redeemer, are the jewels, precious jewels, his love and his own. Like the stars of the morning, his bright crown adorning, they shall shine in his beauty, bright gems for his crown.
All right, our time is speeding along here. So if somebody has a verse, now would be the time. So do you have a verse?
Yeah.
Okay, you go ahead. Very good job. Anybody else have a verse? Go ahead. Good job. Hunter, do you have verse 2? Okay. Anybody else that wants to say a verse? Good job. All right. Good job, you guys. So like I said, my thought was to just draw attention to our hearts and the importance of them. A verse that we all know well, Proverbs 4 and 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Or maybe we could say the source of life. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And there's other verses in the Bible that says good things come from our heart, bad things come from our heart. How is that? For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts. That's in Matthew. Luke says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. How is that? From the same place, we can have good things and evil things. Now, this looks like we're going to have a health lesson here, and that's not the point. But I thought, what could I quickly get that emphasized the importance of the little decisions that we make from day to day? And something I've thought about recently, I think I make far more decisions than I realize. And I need to slow down and think about those decisions and pray about a lot more of them. So on one side here, we have some cherry tomatoes. Now, these are fresh cherry tomatoes from our garden. And around this time of year, we are looking for ways to share them with other people. So that's partly what's happening here. But for these tomatoes, what had to happen back in the spring for us to have a tomato like this? What had to happen? What did somebody have to do?
You had to had to plant a seed and then water it.
Exactly. Very good. Very good. What did that seed do after we planted it? That's right. That's right. We have to put the seed in the ground. But that seed died. The seed died and gave its life so that the plant could grow and bring forth much fruit. Do you know that if you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are some of the fruit? And do our decisions and the choices that we're making from day to day, do they say, I am some of that fruit? See, this tomato, I had to go looking for the health benefits of a tomato. I know that it's healthy for me, but I couldn't have told you. But if you type into Google, what are the health attributes of a tomato, you get a long list of things, which did not surprise me because it's natural. It's right from a plant in the garden. It's fresh. I know it's healthy for me. Nobody needed to tell me that. I know it's good for me, but it's good for my eyes. It's good for my heart. It's good for my skin. These are things I just learned. It's all good for me. But on the other side of the table here, we have Snickers bars. You get a very short list if you type in what are the health attributes of a Snickers bar. There is a little bit of protein and a few minerals, apparently. But there's a very short list, and then comes the warnings. And I didn't ask for a warning, but I was presented with the warning, even without asking. And you know, which one do you think I like best? The Snickers bar or the tomato? Which one do you think I enjoy best? Oh, and you can't answer this question. You know me too good. Pascal, which one do you think I like best? Snickers bars. I'm not going to ask how you think you come to that conclusion, but you're right. I do like Snickers bars. They taste so good. But this little guy, it tastes so good for a really short time. And then after it's gone, I have a piece of garbage in my hand that I have to find a trash can for. And I thought, you know, that's kind of a picture of some of the decisions that we make from day to day. And I'm using little things here because I'm talking about the little decisions. Often they are the decisions that nobody sees, nobody knows. They're just in our hearts and in our minds. And they're either good for us in many different ways, or they taste really good, and then they're gone, and we have garbage left over. I want each of us to think about those. And then the other illustration that I have up here has to do with our affections. Now, our affections are what come from the heart and our feelings that we have towards someone or something. And this was an example that we had this week at our house. And these things are connected. And I'm going to let you connect them in your own hearts and in your own minds the way that they need to be connected for each one. But I think it was earlier this week or later last, earlier last week or the week before. Anyway, sometime recently, someone at our house heard that his friend was going to be at conference. And I wasn't there right when he heard that his friend was going to be here, but I know him well enough to know that there was probably a whoop of excitement and an exclamation, a pause of something. What do we say now? Let's go. That's probably what was said. Yes, let's go. My friend is going to be at conference. So that was from the affections of his heart. That's because his friend was going to be here, someone he had things in common with. And a day or two later, I happened to be at home, and Danny said to me, we have to get a hat for Logan. Okay. So, but then it has to be a certain kind of hat. It can't just be any hat. And we've been making hats for our business for about the last 10 years. So we have green hats and we have red hats and we have old hats, we have new hats, we have all sorts of hats. But we have to get a hat for Logan, and it has to be a certain kind, it has to be the certain one. So we went and looked for that hat, that certain kind of hat, and we couldn't find it. Danny's dad is not particularly good at finding certain things sometimes. So we got some help, and we did eventually find one, so the problem was solved. But while we were looking for the hat, the particular hat, we did find this one. And this one has been around for a while, sitting on a shelf in a dusty place, and there's some cobwebs and some grease stains on it. And I said to Danny, well, how about this one? Should we bring this one? No. We don't want that one. We want one of these ones. The classics. That's what it had to be. It had to be one of these hats. Where is Danny? Oh, there he is. Why? Why did it have to be this one? It was in better shape. It was the best one. Had somebody requested a hat like this? No? Okay. Well, I thought he had. But anyway, it had to be this hat because it was the best one. And out of the affection of his heart, he had the desire to bring his friend a present. And it couldn't be this one. It couldn't be the dirty, dusty, tired out one. It needed to be the best one. Is that the desire of our hearts? To bring the best of our abilities and our lives to God? And I was thinking about that in connection with the next meeting. In pretty soon, we're going to be all sitting here and we're going to remember the Lord and his death. And when I was young and sitting in the front seats here at a Sunday school, I had this idea that the Sunday school is for the children, and the breaking of bread, that's for the adults. I was wrong. The breaking of bread, the remembrance of the Lord and his death, is a meeting that every one of us can take part in. Now, maybe you're not going to stand up and audibly take part, but in our hearts, we take part. And we bring something. Are we bringing this one? I hope not. I'm afraid I have some weeks. But is the desire of my heart to bring the best one? That which is of the best of my ability, the best that I can bring and offer in thanks and thankfulness and praise to the one that died for me. Just a thought. And that's for the youngest to the oldest. Okay, I think we have time. We do have time. Let's sing one more song. If somebody has a song to sing, do you have a song to sing? What song would you like to sing? Which one? Wide, Wide is the Ocean. I don't think we have Wide, Wide is the Ocean here, but Dave, if you want to help me start Wide, Wide is the Ocean.
Wide, wide is the ocean, high as the heavens above, deep, deep as the deepest sea is my Savior's love. I, though so unworthy, still am a child of his care, for his word teaches me that his love reaches me everywhere.
Oh, so unworthy, still I'm a child of his care. How thankful each one of us ought to be for that fact. Are we making the choices that reflect that? Are we bringing the best of our abilities, the best of our time? Are we bringing that to the Lord? Let's think about it.